this world, there is real evil. In the darkest shadows and in the most ordinary places. These are the true stories of the innocent and the unimaginable. When Marcy Wyckoff senses an unnatural presence in her house, her husband Randy attributes her fears to stress. But over time, the fear grows, and Marcy feels like a prisoner in her own home. Randy watches helplessly as an unknown invader tortures his wife. But he can't fight what he can't see. Between the world we see and the things we fear, there are doors. When they are opened, nightmares become reality. The heartland of North America is filled with illusions of eternity. Vast open spaces, endless skies, and roads that seem to go on forever. But for some, thoughts of eternity are terrifying, and the open road is a road to nowhere.
Is it true, Frank? Is it?
Here. This guy came around the corner, lost control, and struck that tree right there.
How bad is he hurt?
He's conscious, but the real question is whether or not he sustained any type of massive trauma. It's a heck of a way to start your morning.
I can't believe I didn't hear anything. Marcy says I sleep like the dead, but I don't know, I should have heard something.
I'll see you later.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down. Can you give me that address? Where are you?
In the winter of 2003, Marcy Wyckoff manages a police dispatch center in Bloomington, Illinois.
Adam 38, Adam 44, family disturbance involving children in progress at 1234 West Washington. White male, intoxicated and dangerous.
Rough day?
Just busy.
Her husband, Randy, is a detective in the same department.
With both of us working in law enforcement, I get doubles of stress. I worry about him. Now, I'm in a safe environment inside the building. He's not. He's out there on the street.
How come you're fielding calls?
Judy's out sick. We needed an extra person on the phones.
As long as we've been together, she's never worked a 40-hour week. It's always 48, 50, 55, 60 hours. I just worry about her stress levels.
Hey, did you hear anything more about the accident?
Yeah, I talked to Larry in county an hour ago.
And?
The guy didn't make it. Apparently there were some complications, some unexpected.
I was surprised and saddened because I didn't think his injuries were that extreme.
There was something we could have done.
I know.
We felt horrible, terrible. There was a guy that died in your front yard.
For 8 years, the couple's country home has provided an escape from their stressful jobs.
I loved coming home after work. It was just so nice to come out here. It was so quiet. You didn't hear the traffic. You didn't hear any sirens. It was great.
But there is one sound the couple misses. The laughter of their son, Clint. He recently joined the Army National Guard and was deployed to the Middle East.
The day that he left, the phone quit ringing, nobody came over, and it was just like deserted. There was no one here. It almost felt like, you know, we'd had a funeral and he was gone.
In his absence, Marcy and Randy depend on each other more than ever.
Randy and me have gotten along great from day one. He's always been my best friend.
Oh, look, those guys have got it made.
Mercenaries, hangings, plagues. What more could you want?
I meant the actors, not the characters. Nice to deal with fictional crisis for a change instead of real ones.
Mm-mm.
That's all I want.
I have always told Randall, if there's anything I ever want to do in my life before I die, I want to ride a horse in a Western. I just think that would be the coolest thing.
During the week, Randy frequently works the graveyard shift. Marcy is usually asleep before he gets home.
Randy, is that you? Randy?
Absolutely no one there. I kind of just let it go. All right, this is my imagination. I am a level-headed person. I think things through. I don't make snap, knee-jerk decisions. And that comes from the line of work that I'm in.
As winter breaks, Marcy's stress at work and home only grows, as does her concern for her son's safety.
It's been almost 3 weeks.
Months before, I was telling him what time he had to be home at night, and now he's out defending our country with a gun.
You know he'll call the right when he can. Here, should cheer you up. Start shooting in a few weeks. It's only 20 minutes from here. You know he wouldn't want you to worry like this.
It was the scariest thing for me to ever go through every day. I would say a little prayer for that kid every day.
What's the matter? Where?
Where are you going?
Get my gun. Stay inside.
I mean, he was there and he was gone just like that.
Are you sure you saw something?
Yes. I saw somebody standing right in front of me. A split second later, he was gone.
Gone where?
I don't know. I didn't see him leave. I just saw him standing in the doorway.
The thing about Marcy is she's very grounded. She's not taken towards big imaginative things. She's very here and now.
What did he look like?
He was tall, older. I think he was wearing jeans.
Yeah, I want to believe you, but I don't have anything tangible that supports what you're telling me.
Well, he's gone now, whoever it was.
I knew deep down that there was something in here. I knew it.
Left with no other explanation, Marcy considers the impossible. Perhaps her house is haunted.
You read about it, you see it on TV shows, you see movies about it. Can this really be happening? Can this be?
In the spring of 2003, Randy gets promoted to sergeant and starts working even longer hours than before. Marcy is nervous about being home alone.
I'd stay at work. I'd stay sometimes 8, 9 o'clock at night. That was not uncommon. That way I figure, okay, I go home. I'm only going to be home by myself for a couple of hours.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Clint, how are you?
I'm good. You know, things are kind of crazy right now. What's new with you guys?
Other than working too hard, we're okay.
I really miss you guys. Listen, I really can't talk right now. We're on the move again. I just wanted to call and let you know I'm doing okay. Will you tell Dad I called?
Of course.
I really love you guys.
We love you too. So much.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
All at once, I feel this air down the back of my neck. There's not a window open. The air conditioner's not on. Nothing's running. No fans. Nothing.
Get out of here.
And I said, I mean it. Go away. Get out of this house. We don't want you here. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Marcy forces herself to carry on.
On one hand, I'm terrified. On the other hand, this is my home, and you're not going to run me out of here. Basement fast enough. I didn't know if something was following me, if something was chasing me. I had no idea.
Randy, something is
in this house. Something touched me.
Who touched you?
I don't know. There's nobody here.
I don't know what you tell your wife when she thinks there's an unknown presence in your house. I don't know what the correct response for that is.
Marcy, are you all right? Marcy? Marcy? Marcy, are you all right?
I'm fine. Just get home as soon as you can, okay?
Okay.
I was scared. Is somebody watching everything that I'm doing? You can't even explain to someone how horrible that feeling is.
While Randy races home, Marcy does everything she can think of to protect herself.
I'm not going to that basement again. That's out of the question. But now what do? How do you fight something you can't see? If something's going to come through the door, I'm at least going to hear it.
I didn't find anything down there.
I know what I felt.
Okay, then tell me. I don't know what you're going through unless you talk to me.
It was very frustrating for me, because I can't explain to him how that felt. You had to be here to believe it.
When I'm alone in this house, I feel as though someone is standing right next to me, as close as I am to you right now.
How can I help?
I don't know.
But I never doubted that she felt what she said she felt. But anything that I would say would just come off as empty. It was real frustrating for me because I'm used to fixing problems.
The only time Marcy feels safe is when she's not alone.
Several days passed with no word from the teenager. Police, friends, and neighbors organized a search of the area surrounding Micah's home. Desperate for a lead, police set up a robot nearby.
There's a blue mist right in front of my face. I am awake. I can see the TV in the background. What is this mist?
What? What's wrong? What's wrong?
Is it here now? Gone now. But there was a blue light in here a few seconds ago. I wasn't dreaming.
Why didn't you wake me up?
It was gone too soon.
No, I don't feel safe in there, not even with him. So nobody can protect me. You start questioning yourself day in and day out. You can drive yourself over the edge. I was just a basket case all the time. I wanted somebody to tell me it's okay. It's all right. I wasn't looking for a support group. I just wanted to know this happened to someone else. White t-shirt again, standing with two girls this time. He is just staring at me like, you can't touch me. You know, I'm here.
I just saw a man pushing two women into the basement.
What? Stay here.
I think he thought, oh, here we go again. Now she's seeing things. But he didn't say that. He tried very hard to be supportive.
Brandy knows it's important that Marcy get out of the house so she doesn't dwell on her growing fear.
I was concerned that if this progression continued, that it could cause her some actual tangible health problems.
See the camera over there? It's gotta be. And all these cars, we gotta get rid of these cars.
Excuse me.
How can I help you?
I'm sorry, looking for the director or somebody who can tell me about being an extra in your production.
Yeah, we need people. Right this way, sir.
Thanks.
Jim!
Hold on a second.
All right, Jim. All right, move this trailer. Excuse me, can you talk to this fellow, please?
Yeah. Good morning, I'm Sergeant Wyckoff.
Hey, Jim Conover.
Nice to meet you. I read in the paper that you were looking for extras, and my wife... It's always been her dream to be in a Western, and, well, she could really use something like this about now.
Here, it's a card from my assistant. You give her a call next week. She'll set something up for both of you, okay?
Thanks, I really appreciate it.
Come on, let's go. You gotta move that camera right there.
One night, while Marcy's at work...
was real, but it was loud. It was right on top of me. I wasn't alone. This is what Marcia has been talking about.
I know what you mean now. I could tell something was there, even though I couldn't see it.
Now we're on the same page. Now he understands. Now he's gonna help me.
You think it has anything to do with that guy who was killed in a motorcycle accident? I mean, maybe it's him you've been seeing.
But what about the two women in the basement? Who are they? The whole thing really was crazy. We were trying to put a name and a face to it, and we don't have a clue.
Marcy and Randy get out of the house as often as possible. They volunteer as extras in the filming of a local movie.
You must be the new extras.
That's right.
And it gave me something to do, so I wasn't just worried about what was going to happen next.
And you're both with the police department.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I used to be a private investigator for 14 years.
How'd you get involved in this?
I didn't. My brother did. He's the director. I'm just helping him out while he's filming.
So what do you do now?
I'm a full-time paranormal investigator.
Are you serious?
16 years.
For us to find him at that time in that way, it just seemed extremely coincidental or lucky.
So what does that mean exactly? I mean, what do you do?
Basically, I talk to spirits. I know a lot of people don't believe in that kind of thing, but I try to help those that do.
Rob Conover has intervened in hundreds of hauntings since discovering his clairvoyant abilities.
Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah.
I refer to myself as a reluctant astronaut because I didn't want it, but I got it.
What would you say if I told you our house is haunted?
I'd say we just met, and I don't see any reason for you to lie to me.
I keep seeing a man in my house.
Yeah, I sensed a heaviness about you.
He goes, you definitely have got some issues going on in your house. You definitely have got some problems there. Which floored me. And how does he know this?
When I see him, he's standing there, looking at me, staring at me.
Most people see spirits as they fade away. And I knew then that this was going to get worse, because it's obvious he's there to scare her. Which means the more he gets away with it, the more he's going to do.
The most important thing to do is to control your fear.
When a spirit comes into a house, it will play on one person. The fear of that person gives it energy.
I always tell people that if they're scared, to pull out their Bible and recite the 23rd Psalm.
Your brother's asking for you.
Okay. Here's my card. Give me a call if you need help.
I don't push myself on people. When they call me, it's because they're ready. They're ready for me to be there.
For weeks, Marcy has avoided being home alone. But she can't stay away forever. One night, while Randy is at work.
Is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Randy?
I said, that is it. I am done. I'm through with you. You're leaving.
Rob, this is Marcy Wyckoff. Rob, thanks so much for coming. I know it's kind of nasty out there.
Yeah, the storm's gonna be here soon.
But there's no preparation. I don't know how the spirit's gonna react to me. And I go in and I deal with it the way I did all my life. One-on-one, face-to-face, and not backing down.
First thing I need to do is kind of walk around and see if I can locate the source of energy.
I had no idea what to expect.
Okay.
I thought he'll come through the house, say a couple things, and that'll be the end of it. That's not quite what happened. Someone here.
I felt the energy of the spirit, and it was very, very strong.
He's hiding from me.
Is he doing that?
Yes.
Power goes out. That's when things started to happen.
Strong.
My heart was beating so fast, and I was hoping that he knew what he was doing.
There's definitely someone here.
When I walk into an area and a spirit is present, before I see the spirit, I get a feeling. There's no pain. It's just a cool electrical shock all over.
What are you doing here? Who are you? Stay calm. You've got to stay calm.
But I could see the blue and the light, and I could see the outline of the figure. I was scared to death.
He's here.
Is it true, Frank? Is it?
He's not alone.
I see spirits as they were when they passed away.
Are you okay?
I've seen people that were shot, stabbed, people that were in bad car wrecks.
He's keeping them here.
What?
Two women. He's keeping them here.
Where are they?
Who are you? Talk to me.
Oh!
There's no logical explanation.
He's just trying to scare us.
I wasn't afraid. That put him on the defensive even more. Suddenly, Rob senses a tragedy that took place nearly 60 years ago.
Is it true, Frank? Is it? Answer me. Is it? I swear to God, if you ever lay a hand on my daughter, I'll...
You'll what?
Rob, I want to leave.
It's okay. There was a car crash.
What?
A car crash on this property.
It was a motorcycle accident on the front lawn a few months ago.
This was decades ago, before there were houses here. A man and two women were inside. They died on this land. It's not the house that's haunted, it's the land.
Oftentimes when people die a sudden death, they stay right there where they've died. This man was afraid of going to hell. He created his own self-imposed purgatory by staying here. He made the female spirit stay because he was afraid of going through the light.
Because of you, your fear, your vulnerability in times of stress feeds him, makes him feel alive.
Are they gone?
I literally thought, what on earth? What if now we can't get it out of here? What are we gonna do?
The man's just gathering his strength. I'll have to talk to all three of them about crossing over. Make them understand that they don't belong here anymore.
Rob first must convince the female spirits that they alone control their destiny.
I'm here to help you. I know that you're afraid, but you are not alone. He may have had power over you in life, but he has no power over you in death. He can't hold you here any longer. He can't hold you here any longer!
Cal Spirit's demeanor changed because suddenly he realized he was alone.
You need to go too!
I want my house back!
She's not afraid of you anymore.
He began to ask me questions. Will I be punished? Will it be painful? And I told him, I don't know. But it's up to you to face your judgment like we all will have to.
I know that you're afraid of being judged for the things that you've done in life. But God's worst judgment is better than the devil's punishment. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will accept this lost soul. Give him the courage, O Lord, to find his way into the light. We ask this in your holy name.
I have helped three spirits go where they belong, two where they should have been all along, and one who may be facing a judgment right now. I don't know what's on the inside of that light, but I know he's where he's supposed to be.
And as soon as he goes through the light, our power pops back up. The side of the doorway where he went through the light was completely hot, and the other side of the doorway was cool. All this has gone away.
Rob, I want you to meet my son, Clint.
Nice to finally meet you. I know your parents are glad to have you home.
It's good to be home, sir.
Your mother's quite the brave woman. Now you've got to face the camera. Your scene's coming up.
Thank you, Rob.
I don't profess or even have an interest in the paranormal, but if somebody asks me, I can look them in the eye and say, yeah, we had a problem and we dealt with it.
Now I know. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm okay. If I can say one thing about this whole experience, it's trust your inner self. Trust your own judgment. An experience like this, no one else understands unless you